Good morning, everyone. Today is December 8th. You're at the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors meeting. Thank you for being here. If I could ask everyone to please stand for our pledge, and if you could please remain standing after the pledge. Our invocation today will be from Pastor Jeff Norman from Modesto Covenant Church.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, and thank you for the chance to be here. Lord God, I give you thanks today for all the members of our county government, the service they provide to our citizens. It's great today that we can honor five of these county employees who've given significant portions of their lives to serving the people of our community. So guide them, and we thank you for them. Thank you for their faithful service and their commitment to the mission of our county government. Lord, at the same time, we're saddened by the death of Sergeant Jeremy Felder. We thank you for his 20 years of service that he has given as a first responder, and for all the ways our county has benefited from his work in the Sheriff's Department. Pray for your encouragement for his law enforcement colleagues as they live now with the shock of his loss. I pray, too, for compassion, your compassion and care for his family and friends who bear the biggest loss. Lord, shepherd them through this season of grief and provide for them in all the ways that they have need. Lord, of course, we come with shock over the events of San Bernardino. And Lord, we are reminded of the uncertainty of each day in our lives. And so, Lord, we pray for the families who've experienced this loss in that community. We do pray for your compassion and care for them. Lord, for that city, as they now live in a new way, having experienced this shock and this trauma. Lord, for all of us, as we are now living also with this possibility and all of the confusion and anxiety that this causes in communities everywhere. Lord, we look to you for strength as we move through this kind of season. So now, Lord, I thank you for the heart of our leaders as they help us focus on prevention here in our county. Lord, guide this board as they consider the issues before them, some small, some large. I pray that the vision of this county being a place where all can thrive would energize them and guide them in their work. I pray all these things in the name of our great God. Amen.
Jeff, thank you very much. Okay, we have a lot of presentations this morning to start off with. Our Red Ribbon Week, so I'm going to ask you guys to come on up and we'll get it started. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Very good, thank you.
Good. So good morning, Chairman Withrow and the Honorable Board of Supervisors. My name is Charmaine Monty, and this is my colleague Elizabeth Escalante and another colleague Rachel Valenzuela. We are all from the Stanislaus County Office of Education in the Prevention Programs Department. We're here to present the awards for the school sites who have won the Red Ribbon Week Best Decorated, Best Spirited Schools contest. Here with us today is also our director, Vicki Bauman. Before we begin, we wish to extend a heartfelt thank you to the Board of Supervisors for allowing us to present these awards today. We know that it's taken just a little bit of time out of your schedule, so we appreciate it. Thank you.
So just to let you guys know, Red Ribbon Week is a national awareness campaign highlighting the dangers of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. Each year, students, school site staff, parents, and the community, they all get together and work to ensure a successful week. Drug, alcohol, and tobacco use awareness is provided through rallies, drug dogs, poetry contests, assemblies, and a lot more. This year, we had over 26 schools participate in our Best Decorated, Most Spirited Schools contest. And we are here today to honor the winners of the contest, and would like to thank each and every school site that's here today for their participation and for not only being willing to take on such a big task of participating in the contest, but also doing it very successfully. Each of them not only met the judging criteria, but surpassed the committee's expectations. So each school site today will receive a winner's plaque and a certificate from the Stanislaus County Office of Education. All right, so let's get started with the awards. All right, we are going to start with the elementary division. So we'd like to call up the third place winners, Chrysler Elementary School. Thank you, Chrysler. And our second place winners, North Mead Elementary School. Come on up. And our first place winners, Osborne Two-Way Immersion Program. Okay, we are moving on to our middle school division, and our third place winner was Oakdale Junior High, and they were not able to be here today, but congratulations to Oakdale Junior High. Our second place winners are Cardozo Middle School. They're here today. And our first place winner was Turlock Junior High. All right, and we move on to our high school division. In our high school division, we had an honorable mention category that we don't typically award all the time, but this school site just outshined, and we wanted to recognize them here today. So we would like to invite Elliott Alternative Education to come on up. They have won our honorable mention. Come on, Fred. Thank you, Elliot. All right, for third place, Ceres High School. And second place, we had Houston High School, and they weren't able to be here today, so a round of applause for Houston. And then first place, Davis High School. It's their second year in a row winning first place, so they are holding on to that title. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charmaine. And congratulations to all of you. Congratulations to the ones that got out of school today to come here. That was good, too. That was very good. Thank you, and congratulations to all of you. Okay, We are going to move on now to our Employee Service Awards. And I think first up is Jill.
Good morning, Chairman Withrow.
How are you?
Members of the board, Mr. Risen, Mr. Doering, Jill Silva, your Chief Probation Officer. It's truly my pleasure to be able to introduce you to our probation clerical manager, Leanna Mann, in recognition of her 35 years of service. Before I go over Leanna's accomplishments, I do want to thank Kathy Harwell and her staff at the Community Services Agency for helping prepare the presentation. Although Leanna works for probation, she spent nearly all of her 35 years with CSA, and so we could not have done today's presentation without them. So on to Leanna's highlights. Leanna began working for the county as a typist clerk two on April 28, 1980 at the Community Services Agency, which at that time was known as the Welfare Department, located on Oakdale Road. Leanna's first assignment was in main reception. In this position, Leanna was responsible for registering customers, clearing case records, and delivering appointment notices to eligibility workers to notify them that their customer was in the lobby. Leanna was a quick learner and a diligent worker, and later in her career, she returned to this area as a supervisor. In January of 1987, Leanna was promoted to the position of supervising clerk. During her time in this classification, Leanna worked in several different positions, including the Adult and Long-Term Care Program, In-Home Supportive Services, SIU, Cashier, the Medi-Cal Program, Food Stamp, General Assistance, and the AFDC Program. Leanna provided excellent customer support, was a natural trainer, and happy to lend a hand to those in need. She worked on developing handbooks, assisted in the implementation of the Edwards lawsuit, and helped to develop policies and procedures related to the PICLE program, which was a Medi-Cal program developed by the state to assist the disabled and aging. Leanna returned as a supervisor to main reception, where she was instrumental in assisting staff and developing the skills required to utilize the new C4 system. In 2007, Leanna was assigned responsibility for imaging. Under Leanna's leadership, CSA was successful in transitioning the public assistance case records, which were all paper records, to the electronic records. In 2014, records management and the department mailroom were added to her responsibilities. Over the years, Leanna was part of many changes in CSA, especially in the area of technology. She was on the first automation committee bringing computers to CSA. Leanna's clerical expertise and excellent leadership skills assisted the department with integrating technology into the business processes. Some of the systems Leanna assisted with included IHSS payroll, Medi-Cal eligibility data system, reception automation, the statewide fingerprint imaging system, the statewide automated welfare system, and California's electronic benefit transfer system. She was often praised for her ability to be proactive rather than reactive to problems, and her excellent ability to evaluate problems and be innovative in coming up with good solutions. Leanna served on CSA's Safety Committee, the CSA Executive Disaster Team, and CSA Steering Committee. She has been an instructor with the Stanislaus County Learning Institute, facilitating classes such as new supervisor training, leadership for results, and crucial conversations. On July 5th of this year, it was my honor to be able to promote Leanna to the position of clerical manager for the probation department. And she has already demonstrated those same leadership skills at the probation department that she definitely possessed at the community services agency. So we are honored to be able to introduce you today to Leanna Mann in recognition of her 35 years. Leanna.
Leanna. Congratulations on behalf of the Board of Supervisors. 35 years. It's amazing. Time flies when you're having fun, I know.
It's been a ride.
I'm gonna let you speak a little bit here, and hopefully you have some family to introduce and some friends you want to touch. Come on over here. So everybody can see you. Now you're up.
Thanks.
No crying.
You don't make it to 35 years without one heck of a ride. So thank you to CSA for 35 great years. It was a hard decision to leave CSA, and Chief Silva made an offer I couldn't refuse. I absolutely love working at probation. I don't think I'll make it another 35 years, so Jill, sorry. My husband is here. Thank you for watching me through the good and the bad and the ugly and the fun. And you know, there is a roller coaster ride out there. It's our job to just make the fun of it. My suggestion to any of you that are making a career with Stanislaus County, make it fun. Be here and be engaged and offer as much as you can, because the benefits are certainly at 35 years. Thank you all.
Okay, very good. Next up is Kathy Harwell. I don't know if you guys heard, but Jim got his. He was only 4 years old when she started. So.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Supervisor Withrow, members of the board, Mr. Doering, Mr. Risen. Thank you again for having us come to recognize our employees and recognize the employees of the county. It's truly my honor, and it's something I look forward to. Our first employee that we'd like to recognize today is Jeanette Rodriguez. Jeanette's been with the county for 30 years. Before coming to California, Jeanette worked in Texas as a junior college secretary. And after moving to California in 1983, she worked at a junior high school, also as a secretary. And I was really pleased when Jeanette chose Stanislaus County to be her next employer. She was hired originally in 1984 as a typist clerk, worked for us for 9 months, and then thank goodness she came back to us in June of 1985. 3 years later, she was promoted to an eligibility worker. And that classification was reclassified to family service specialist, and Jeanette continues to serve as a family services specialist today. She hopes to stay with us another 5 years. We're shooting for another 10, so we're looking forward to that. You know, Jeanette really loves her job and loves serving all of the customers who apply for assistance in Stanislaus County, and she's seen so many over the years, and she's so respectful of them. Most recently, she's been a part of our regional call center, which was implemented with the onset of healthcare reform in October 2013, and she's truly been a leader in bringing staff along and developing that call center and our new call center practices. Her supervisor says Jeanette is a kind person that shows up to work and is committed to do work each and every day. She's conscientious, and she's friendly, and she gets along with everybody, and that means so much in the world that we work in. She's adaptable. She's always willing to look at change, approach change, and see how she can make a difference. She volunteers with feeding the homeless at the homeless shelter, and she's been involved with working at our Office of Emergency Services as well as working in a local school when Stanislaus County experienced the flooding several years ago. For hobbies, she likes to sell at the flea markets on the weekends. So with that, we'd really like to thank Jeanette for her 30 years of service to all of our customers and to everybody who lives in Stanislaus County.
Jeanette, how are you? Congratulations on behalf of the Board of Supervisors. I guess I didn't do this with Leanna, but we got to hold this right here. We'll do this afterwards, Leanna. We'll come back in. So congratulations, and thank you for all you've done over the last 30 years, and I'm going to let you talk and introduce people. You're up.
I didn't have anything really prepared, but
just want to say, well, like Liliana said, it's been a roller coaster ride, but still in it, hopefully for another 5, maybe 10 years. And today I have my son. And of course, my current supervisor too. She's getting an award, and co-workers. So here's looking to another 5 or 10, hopefully. Thank you.
So we're going to move on to 25 years. First individual we have from CSA to recognize is Rosie. I wasn't going to say her full name because everybody knows Rosie as Rosie Martinez. Rosie has worked with for us. She was hired as a family services specialist in 1990. In 1998, she was promoted to a family services specialist 3. Where she worked in our EVES unit, and that's our earned income verification system, and it verifies the income from different tax sources and employment sources. She's also worked in the Welfare to Work program. In 2000, she was promoted to the Special Investigations Unit as a recomper, and then worked in our fraud tech. So her expertise was used at looking at the program regulations and looking at how they were applied and then determining the accuracy and fraud in our programs. And then in 2002, Rosie became a family services supervisor. She's currently responsible for our intake services as well as our regional call center. Some of her most notable achievements is that she assisted the manager in setting up our West Modesto office in 2002. It just seems like yesterday that we set that office up in partnership with Health Services Agency. She partnered with a medical indigent program and for 2 years supervised outstation staff, taking both MIA applications and Medi-Cal applications. She's a bilingual tester for the county since 2004, and that's just such a critical aspect of what we do each day. She participates in the cultural diversity training since 2005, and she chaired our cultural event in 2012, and that's a huge undertaking. She also serves as our MID and TID liaison as we're doing energy assistance programs. And in 2012-13, she assisted and supervised the transition of over 13,000 children from the Healthy Families program to Medi-Cal. And she is currently assisting with healthcare reform. And as I said, supervising our regional call center. Rosie's dependable, forthright, and has a strong work ethic. She always has a can-do attitude. She's enjoyable to be around, and she has a positive, she just always is positive about everything. So we'd like to thank Rosie for her 25 years of service to the county.
Rosie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, we want to thank you for all your hard work over the last 25 years. And I'm going to let you speak here. Hope your speech is all ready to go here.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy, for the lovely speech. Thank you to the Board of Supervisors. And 25 years have gone really, really fast. I can't believe it's been that long. It has been a journey. And I'm happy to say that I have some great co-workers, and I think that's part of the reason why some of this time has gone by pretty fast. So thank you to my friends who are here, my co-workers, and my family, my husband, my mom and dad, my sister who's, okay, if you guys want to stand up. My sister's outside with a baby. But I love them all, and so again, thank you guys so much, and I'm super grateful that I've had the opportunity to work for the county. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Next, it's my excitement to introduce you to Alyssa Martinez, an honor. Alyssa, too, has worked for us for 25 years. Alyssa was hired as a typist clerk, too, on July 12, 1990, with the Stanislaus County Department of Social Services back then. We've changed our name a few times. She was promoted to an Eligibility Worker 1 on January 1, 1994. What a great way to start the new year. As a case manager for the TANF, CalFresh, and Medi-Cal programs. She was then promoted to Family Services Specialist 3, working with our Welfare to Work program. Alyssa started her career at a very young age, as her supervisor says, and during her career with the county, she's worked at multiple different locations. She worked at our old Scenic County building, the new CSA building out on Hackett, and she now works at our Patterson Westside Service Center. She's a hard worker, and she's very enthusiastic. She's passionate about her job and passionate about assisting our customers and is doing an excellent job in working with our Welfare to Work customers and providing them opportunities to access job skills and employment, and has many successes. She always has a positive attitude. Her coworkers enjoy being around her. She's a loving mother and grandmother. She enjoys taking on new challenges, and she loves to listen to Spanish music and enjoys dancing. She's always active and involved in her children's school activities, and she's looking forward to continuing that involvement in school activities as a new grandmother. Her other goal, and I'm so excited about this, is Alyssa plans to return to Modesto Junior College to obtain her Human Services Certificate. So again, thank you very much for your 25 years of service and your commitment to our community and now working out on the west side at our Patterson office.
Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Let's make some. Half of these I'm remembering. Well, on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, congratulations and thank you for all your hard work. And please introduce some family and friends here.
Actually, I don't have any family with me here today.
You have us as your family.
I have my work family, which is basically my secondary family. It's been a wonderful 25 years. I'm looking forward to the next at least 5 to 10 years. It's been a pleasure. And like Rosie said, it has to do with the coworkers and the working environment.
All right, I have one more employee I'd like to introduce you to, and that's Maria Vasquez. Maria began working for Stanislaus County in November of 1989 for Public Works. I always say that employees end up somehow, every county employee has some connection to CSA. She started November 1989 in Public Works, providing clerical support. And after approximately 6 months, she transferred to Health Services Agency, first working at the immunization clinic and then working with the communicable disease team on the STD mobile clinic, which she states was very adventurous, and I bet it was. In 1996, she began working for the Community Services Agency, where she has worked in our Special Investigations Unit as a fraud technician. She also worked in child care and also in our continued eligibility for public assistance programs, and also in intake. She believes that her most notable achievement was becoming a U.S. citizen in 2008 and also receiving her associate's degree from Modesto Junior College in 1989. When Maria was 3 years old, her parents brought her to the United States from Mexico, and her father believed in education, and he was really that guiding light in her life that really encouraged her to attain her education, and I'm so glad because that's how she came to us. She's absolutely a pleasure to work for. She has a genuine care and work with. She has genuine care and concern not only for our customers, but her coworkers as well. She's always the first to jump in and help, and she's a great team player. Maria has a wonderful sense of humor and always has a smile on her face. She's also a wonderful cook that goes over really well with our staff. Maria participated in the citizenship drive that CSA and Modesto Junior College co-sponsored to raise community awareness and participation. She's also participated in many community services agencies' outreach events held at sites such as the Stanislaus County Fair, Tuolumne River Park, Patterson, Houston, Turlock, the Modesto Hires events, and events at Cesar Chavez Park. Maria was also served as emergency worker in the 1997 floods, she was stationed down in Patterson. And she's one of the founding members of our Winterfest committee. So I would like to thank Maria for her 25 years of service to the Community Services Agency, as well as to all the customers she served over the years. Thank you, Maria.
Maria, good morning. How are you? Good. Let me present you with this. So on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, congratulations. Thank you for your 25 years of service and all you've done. And I'd like you to introduce any family and friends. And
thank you. Good morning to everybody. I have here with me my daughter and co-workers, supervisors that have been with me throughout my 25 years. Like Leanna said, it's been an adventure. And what makes it work is family, co-workers, and friends. So thank you to all. Have a good day.
Thank you all very much for all your years of service. You know, it's so unique, and you can ask any of us up here what to have employees, how hard it is to have somebody stay around 25 years, 30 years, 35 years. It's just what a great thing that is. And we so much appreciate all that you guys do. This county couldn't exist without you. So we thank you very much for all you've done. Okay, we're going to move on to public comment. I have one speaker card here from Colleen Young. Is that right? Good morning. Okay. How are you, Colleen?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. You can pull that microphone down if you want, Colleen, to help.
I was wondering about that. Is that okay?
Move it however you want it there.
Okay. Well, thank you. My name is Colleen Young, and I appreciate the opportunity to share information with you today. As you know, Governor Brown signed into law the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act, which takes effect January 1st. Before medical marijuana businesses, such as cultivators, manufacturers, or dispensaries, can apply for a state license, they must first obtain a permit, license, or authorization from their local jurisdiction in which they plan to operate. According to the new law, cities and counties have the opportunity to provide their own regulation for commercial marijuana businesses by March 1st, 2016. I have brought today for you a white paper guide entitled Where Will Medical Marijuana Patients Obtain Their Medicine? This guide can assist community leaders in developing equitable regulations for medical marijuana access. It addresses issues of product safety, zoning, taxation, and community concerns. Many city and county leaders are currently holding public hearings and appointing work groups that represent all stakeholders for input into developing compassionate regulation that meets the needs of the entire community. Modesto City is doing that very thing tonight, holding a workshop. Not only do we have new state law, but there are big changes occurring on the federal level. As you're probably aware, in 2014, the U.S. Congress attached a rider, the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment, to the Department of Justice budget that forbids the Department of Justice from using their funds to prosecute medical marijuana patients or businesses operating in line with their state laws. In 2015, Congress again voted to keep the amendment defunding the DEA. Most importantly, there's the CARES Act, the Compassionate Access, Research Expansion, and Respect for States Act. The act intends not only to reschedule marijuana as a drug with medicinal use, but provide federalism to state drug policy, to provide access to medical marijuana, and to enable research into the medicinal properties of marijuana. With bipartisan support, the 2015 CARES Act has passed the House of Representatives and is now before the Senate, where it also has bipartisan support and is expected to pass, maybe this year. Considering the changes in the state law and all the changes on the federal level, and now the immediate need to add compassionate cultivation regulation, it makes sense to take a more compassionate look at our current county ordinance and make changes that will allow for safe and legal access to marijuana medicine for patients in our community. The existing ordinance allows 5 dispensaries, but not until federal law changes. And the cultivation is currently the only resource patients have in this community to access their medicine legally and safely. Last but not least, you may be aware there are 9 voter initiatives headed for the ballot this year to legalize marijuana in California in 2016. The initiatives are backed by big names, power, and money. Even Governor Brown acknowledges California voters will legalize marijuana in 2016. The favored initiative, the one expected to go to vote to the people, does not allow for cities or counties to ban, but rather regulate. Therefore, it's highly likely everyone in California will be able to grow marijuana in their backyard by this time next year. Compassionate regulation that provides access to patients and addresses the concerns of the community can and is being achieved. There is so much more I'd like to share with you and so much information I would like to provide you, but there's simply not enough time today. So I'm making myself available, providing my phone number and email address to the clerk. And if you have any need for any more information in the future, I'm available. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Colleen. Okay, that's the only speaker card. Is there anybody else during public comment that would have anything they would like to say? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to our consent calendar. Is there any item on consent calendar that anyone would like from the board to pull? Anyone from the audience like to pull anything from consent? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Very good. We will move on to item D1. Angela. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Chair Withrow, members of the board, Mr. Rice and Mr. Doring, Angela Freitas, Planning Director. The item before you is to consider approval of the 26 Williamson Act contracts. This item is a routine item that annually is presented to the Board of Supervisors. If approved, the proposed new contracts would be effective January 1st, 2016. We have a total of 16 applications covering approximately 2,011 acres that have been received for 2016. In your agenda report is an attachment with all of the applicants' property locations, current use of the property, acreage, and zoning. Planning staff has reviewed all of the applications for compliance with all applicable state and local regulations and has found all of the proposed applications to be consistent. In accordance with the Board of Supervisors' implementation of AB 1265, which is a local self-help subvention program, the proposed contracts, if they are approved, will be for an automatically renewing term of 9 years. Staff is recommending that the Board of Supervisors approve the proposed 26 Williamson Act contracts, authorize the chairman to sign the listed contracts, and direct the clerk of the board to forward those listed contracts to the clerk recorder's office prior to January 1st, 2016 for recording. Staff is available if there are any questions.
You know what, I just realized that my in-laws are on here and I probably should not be voting on this, so I'm going to step away here for a second. Good catch, Vito.
Do we have any discussion or question?
Mr. Chairman, I just wondered to ask the question, have any of these properties ever been in the Williamson Act before? I thought everybody who wanted to be in it is in by now.
I am getting the nod of yes, that some of these have been in the Williamson Act. We have over time, some people for a variety of reasons may file non-renewals. And then with economic changes, market changes, they decide they want to be back under contract.
Okay, I was just curious.
Any other?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Concern?
Just a question. Some of these are pretty small parcels, 16-acre, 19-acre. I thought we had a minimum size parcel that could be in Williamson Act.
If it's prime farmland and based on the crops that are grown, 10 acres. Is an allowable size. When you get into non-prime, it kicks in at 40 acres and above.
Any other questions?
I was just going to say, I know one of these, just as a point of clarification, one of these folks just purchased the land. It was out of Williamson Act. It's a farmer that was the Olimac dairy. So they were trying to get into it. They bought the property, not realizing he got his tax bill. Quickly tried to get back in. So for what it's worth.
Any other concerns of the board? If not, I'd open to the public. Any questions? If not, I'll bring it back to the board and ask for whatever decision you wish to make.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion. May I have a second?
Second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Passed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Monteith, for stepping
You're
in
welcome.
There. Okay, we will move on now to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development regarding the annual performance assessment for Stanislaus County HUD grants for program year 2014.
Refer to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a copy of the final environmental impact statement from the U.S. Department of Interior Bureau of Reclamation regarding the coordinated long-term operation of the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project.
Refer to the Department of Environmental Resources and Department of Public Works.
This board has received a letter from the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District regarding their public benefit grant program opportunity to fund alternative fuel infrastructure projects.
I refer to the Department of Public Works.
This board has received a letter from the State Department of Insurance regarding insurance options for fire and flood for citizens of California.
Refer to the Chief Executive Office.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Any Board of Supervisor reports?
I just want to mention that property taxes are due Thursday. Ooh. We haven't got them in the mail.
Good call.
Do it right away.
Very good. And I'm just going to, real quick, that we, the California State Association of Counties had their conference last week, and our own supervisor, Vito Chiesa, was finished his year as president and is now considered past president. Anyway, we thank you on behalf of all of us here for all the work you've done and all the stuff you've done for Stanislaus County and really the state through CSAC.
Okay, can I? I have the tagline is that our very own Matt Machado is now the SEAC, which is the County Engineers Association of California. He became president the day after I was thrown out. So he's now the current president, serving in the same capacity for his organization. Thank you, Matt.
That's great. Congratulations, Matt. Okay. Legislative, fiscal, and management report.
I'd also like to congratulate Supervisor Chiesa. He is the recipient of the John Veneman Award that was presented by Modesto Kwana, so congratulations on that honor. One area of federal legislation I wanted to bring up speed on December 3rd, the Senate passed a final highway transportation bill. It's called the FAST Act, which stands for Fixing America's Surface Transportation. And it now moves to the president for his signature, which is expected. The legislation provides for $305 billion of funding for highway projects over 5 years. Continues the 18.3 cents per gallon federal excise tax, and it begins a slow shift of some of the funding of the surface transportation program from the state to local municipalities at 1% per year up until 2020. So we'll be watching that legislation to see if it gets signature. That's no other report.
Very good. Before we adjourn, we have closed session afterwards. Jack?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have a closed session to have conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D1. This involves one case, Martin Ontiveros et al. Versus County of Stanislaus et al., Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 2001997. We do not expect to report out on this matter, and it would be appropriate to ask if there are any public comments on the closed session.
Okay, any public comment with regard to closed session? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.